that comment by a 4-year-old boy is a bit of an understatement. Here in a giant tank at the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, the boy is eye to eye with a massive fish more than 6 feet long and weighing hundreds of pounds.
Look up, look above!
Look up.
Whoa!
Even the boy's dad, Ken Chan, is impressed.
I think he would feed a lot of us. Should I think food? I shouldn't think food. I think he's gorgeous.
The fish is a giant sea bass. It's an endangered species and the focus of a new research project involving the aquarium and UC Santa Barbara.
They're huge. You're talking about a fish that can grow over 500 pounds, can get bigger than 7 feet. This is a fish that's bigger than the average size of a grizzly bear in Yellowstone. And that means they need really big things. So they have these gigantic mouths, you know, so big that you could actually, not advisable, but you could stick your head in their mouth. Very teeny tiny teeth, but a really big gaping mouth. They create this big vacuum. It just sucks anything that's in front of it in. That's how it feeds. It can suck in an entire lobster. It can suck in a whole fish. It could actually engulf and swallow a whole small shark.
Dr. Douglas McCauley is an associate professor at UC Santa Barbara's Department of Ecology, Evolution, and Marine Biology. He's been studying the endangered giant sea bass.
They're listed by the International Union for Conservation of Nature as critically endangered, and that's actually really bad news. So critically endangered is the same listing for the black rhino. That means that they're right at the brink of extinction. However, it looks like we're recovering slightly. So they really seemed to bottom out a couple decades ago here in California, and a lot of that was because we had unregulated fishing for these giant sea bass and gill nets. So you could take as many as you like. Now you can only take one giant sea bass a day in the gill net fishery. That seems to have helped. So they seem to be going from this bottom-out status to a fragile, slow, but optimistic increase.
Researchers say to help with the recovery process, we need more information on the massive yet mysterious fish. So UCSB and the aquarium are teaming up for a project called Spotting Giant Sea Bass. The kickoff is taking place here at the aquarium in Long Beach. The project is sort of a Facebook for fish.
The Aquarium of the Pacific is partnering with UC Santa Barbara on a Spotting Giant Sea Bass citizen science program. This is an exciting new program where recreational divers can take photos of giant sea bass and upload them into the database so that we can better track where individuals are going.
Sandy Troutwine is the Vice President of Animal Husbandry for the Aquarium of the Pacific.
UCSB has launched this wonderful new program using technology based on star constellations where they can identify the spots of individual giant sea bass and track where they are going. This will help us learn more about the areas that need protection if needed and what giant sea bass do for the full life cycle.
You can find them in the Channel Islands and off of Catalina. UCSB researcher Douglas McCauley.
There's a lot to learn from the images that are floating around there and everybody's hard drives are on the internet about this fish. And the reason we can learn a lot is because the fish carry with them a kind of natural barcode, a series of spots on both sides of their body. Spots are unique, so that becomes a tag, a natural tag for the fish. And this project we're creating called Spotting Giant Sea Bass takes in all these pictures, deputizes scientists, divers, snorkelers, send us these pictures. We can then, that helps us figure out who's who in the giant sea bass world. And then it also connects people to the story of these giant sea bass. It's like a Facebook for fish.
The aquarium brings a unique angle to the project. Not only can people see sea bass without having to put on scuba gear, it's the only public aquarium where the fish have been successfully bred. The aquarium's Nikki Lear shows us a young, foot-and-a-half-long fish the public is getting to see for the first time.
Giant sea bass in general are very charismatic, so when divers are interacting with them, they are curious. He follows guests around. Yesterday I saw a guest having him follow their finger along the tank, so he is definitely curious. And for some reason I think he can recognize me, so when he sees me in front of his exhibit, he gets more excited. But that's just my opinion.
The new sea bass website went online this week. It's spottinggiantseabass.msi.ucsb.edu. In Long Beach, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.